Joining us now to discuss this topic is David Ebner, national correspondent at the Globe and Mail. Thanks for doing this, David.
Hello, Dan, JD. Thanks for having me.
This is terrible news for any track and field fan. And you know what? I think Andre had a lot more people tuning in on him after his performance at the Olympics last year. So this really comes at a bad time, obviously.
You know, I don't want to couch it for him. Obviously, it's a disappointment. But I think for everyone, it's a disappointment. He's a young superstar, and there's no way to couch that either. And he had great promise at this championship. He might have beaten Bolt. You know, like 90% chance Bolt's going to win. There's a number of other guys that could win, but Bolt's probably going to win. But DeGrasse might have done it, you know? And so, obviously, we'll never know. And track and field, these guys are machines, and hamstring, that's no big surprise, and at the worst time. Yeah, so it's a big disappointment. I think a lot of people would have tuned in. I don't think the World Track and Field Championships is something people pay attention to, really. I'm pretty sure not very many people paid attention in 2015 when he won bronze just after leaving college. But people were going to watch this one, and people still should, because it's going to be a great race on Saturday, but no Canada connection.
Yeah, I think people will still watch because Bolt is a superstar, and I think people are going to be able to appreciate that this is his last big race and you want to watch him. But yeah, this is a big blow for DeGrasse. And yeah, you mentioned the initial bronze. That was kind of when he hit the radar. Then there was the expectations heading into the Olympics, and that was great, and he fulfilled pretty much everything. But it did look like with the silver that he was going to be the next one. And even Bolt had said at one point that he was going to be that guy. And then, of course, it's become a fallout where Bolt has said he feels disrespected by that semifinal or that heat where DeGrasse pushed him. But the first thing that I'm thinking of right now is that, of course, DeGrasse has got to be disappointed that he doesn't get to try to beat Bolt. But two is the financial fallout of this, because if he was able to beat Bolt at a race where there was a lot of eyes on him, I can't imagine that, you know, he goes from having Puma and Pizza Pizza behind him to a whole different set of advertisers.
Yeah, this is, and again, we have to underscore the fact that regardless, Bolt was 90% going to win this race.
No doubt about it.
90% going to win this race. But if he had a shot, though, DeGrasse, we're not being crazy here, DeGrasse had a shot at it. And like Bolt, DeGrasse is a big race racer. Bronze when he's just a nobody 2 years ago at the World Championships, bronze at the Olympics. He's a big race racer. It was possible, right? And say he won, you know, I mean, that's, I don't want to say Sidney Crosby 2010, you know, obviously that's the singular moment. Well, maybe 72 as well, but let's say 2010 more recently, that's singular moment in Canadian sporting history. But it would be right there. It would be right there if DeGrasse had beaten Bolt, and then everything thereafter, obviously.
Yeah, even if he would have lost and finished second next to Bolt, there's the potential that, I was saying earlier, that Usain says that, yes, he is the next one, and they let bygones be bygones. And people kind of do appreciate that DeGrasse is the next one and that he slides into a different conversation. Again, I feel like this is a huge blow for him. Do you think that there's any downside for Bolt here?
No, because I think, you know, outside of Canada, DeGrasse is well known because of the photos last summer and everything like that. But there's a number of younger guys, and there's a number of older guys. Gatlin, who I think would love to get him down, Justin Gatlin from the United States, who's 35. Johan Blake, his countryman, who's 27. Long time this year. There's a lot of other guys, and there's younger guys out there. And so the race on an international scale is still, I mean, Bolt still has to win this race. It's not going to be easy. The thing about Bolt, even more than DeGrasse or anybody, Bolt always brings it. Every year, whatever time he's run, the biggest race of the year, the biggest 100 meters of the year, in the final, he runs his best time of the year. He just brings it. You know, he doesn't lose races. That's why everybody's in awe of him. And, it's still, you know, intriguingly, Johan Blake, obviously, we can think that Blake would love to beat him, you know. So I think it's still a great race, and I think people will still be pumped for it. The Canada connection, you know, losing the Canada connection, I don't think means too much to anyone, really.
Yeah, I do think, though, that there was a bit of a rivalry maybe bubbling at the surface here. DeGrasse was talking about beating Bolt this week, and Bolt obviously kind of responded yesterday. So we get that. We're not going to get that anymore. You know, DeGrasse, from here on out, he's going to have to build a new rivalry with somebody else going forward
and it can't be nearly as meaningful.
It's not going to be nearly as meaningful because Usain Bolt is Usain Bolt.
And the thing is, then there, now we have a gap of time, right? There's the next World Championships is 2019, and then the Olympics is 2020. So for DeGrasse, I mean, 2019 gold in the 100 meters. And the 200 meters, which he might have won much more certainly in London this next week, it would have been. Yeah, it's a bit of time now. He's in a big vacuum. He'll be a bit older. If he was going to become a Canadian sporting legend, he's already made a great reputation for himself. But now there's a bit of a narrative limbo, a literal limbo for a man's life as well, a young man's life. But yeah, it's going to take some time to kind of... The only way to prove you're the best is to win. So 2019 is his true next shot.
Yeah, I can't help but that he's going to end up... There's a now more of a door opening up that DeGrasse becomes a what-if guy. And I think that's always scary, especially when you suffer an injury like this.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a hamstring strain.
Heard it was a tear.
Well, he called it a tear, and then it's a grade 2 strain, you know. Okay. Like it's. I don't think it's totally ripped apart, but they say it's the rest of the season. Will he be changed? You know, Bolt was always incredibly... doesn't get injured, basically, right? And DeGrasse had been quite strong, and these are the types of injuries that can change a man. Gatlin has gone through injuries. I mean, I think injuries are part of the sport. But yeah, you know, on the darker side, is DeGrasse's best race last August in Rio? Mm-hmm. Maybe. But we'll have to. This will take a long time to figure that out.
There's also the element of a lot of these guys, high end athletes, usually have to have a rival, someone that can tend to elevate their game a little bit more. And I wonder if that'll, you know, create a little bit of a void for DeGrasse. That said, speaking of that, are you for certain? Like, if you had to bet. Are you certain that this is Bolt's last race? Because we've seen this before with like the likes of Phelps, where he said, hey, I'm retired, and then he ends up coming back. And you mentioned how old Gatlin is. It's not as though Bolt is ancient. He's going to be turning 31 in August.
Are you
convinced that this isn't just a publicity stunt by him to try to drum up interest for this, and then all of a sudden he's right back there next year?
I don't think it's a publicity stunt. I think it is definitely mostly sincere. Though Gatlin floated it this week in London. He's like, I'm not 100% sure. Maybe Bolt retires for a year and then Bolt comes back. Sprinters these days obviously have this longevity. But going up on top, you know, if he wins on Saturday, which probably will, not a bad way to finish. And I think he loves the unblemished part of it. And coming back puts that at ever greater risk. He had injury problems this year. He ran a pretty strong race in Monaco in late July. So I would say mostly he's going to retire. I mean, we can find out too. We could speculate. But I don't think there's any grand plan to retire and then unretire. Mm-hmm. I think if something happened like that, it would happen relatively naturally rather than as a, oh, we tricked you all. You know, to bring in a musical reference, the band LCD Sound System several years ago said we're done. They had farewell concerts and then... Now they're back in business. They have a new record, and I don't think they planned that out. And so I think Bolt pretty much is retiring. But you're right, Gatlin. He's 35, and he has obviously a checkered history.
Yep.
But still running really, really well. He beat a 21-year-old Christian Coleman, who might be an outside shot here at the World Championships. An American who ran 9.82. He's the fastest time this year. So we'll see. And then last one, not to prattle on too long. But I think it's interesting. So the Bolt era was the Bolt era, even though there was Blake and Gatlin. There's a lot of young guys coming up, a guy from South Africa. There's this American Coleman and DeGrasse. I think and people have been talking about this, 2019, 2020, I think it might be up for grabs rather than one guy is going to win the race for sure.
Yeah, I always think, though, that you want the one guy who can win the race for sure and then have a bunch of challengers rather than have be wide open. You're like, you want to have the star power. And I guess, you know what, that's the one thing for me is I'm wondering right now is Bolt is, and that's why I'm still even skeptical that it is his last race, is that he is a showman. He does love the limelight. He likes the fact that he's an international superstar. I understand that he wants to go out on top and unblemished. But while there doesn't seem, like, I don't think Gatlin's a realistic chance to beat him. I think that the next closest guy from the betting odds is 7-1, and that was DeGrasse to upset him in this race. And so if he still has another opportunity, if he's still like, that's the one thing about running is you're still able to clock your times versus what other people are doing, and you have a good gauge of what others can do against you. That all said, if it is his last race and he is genuine in this, do you think that there's maybe some more pressure on him that could end up causing be a bit of a difference in this, that, hey, this is it, this is everything, this is the last hurrah, don't overthink it, and maybe he does.
With DeGrasse, he was definitely not feeling pressure, but he definitely knew there was a true challenger there. And DeGrasse's best legal times aren't especially interesting on the scale of the super elite, but his best times ever, wind aided, 969 and 975, are incredible. Like, DeGrasse has a very, very special speed inside of him, and Bolt knows that. Bolt is pretty much the only guy on earth that can understand that truly, truly special speed. So I think Bolt did feel a little pressure, and there's no way he wants to lose his last race. And again, I think he brings it. He always brings it. And I think even with DeGrasse in the race, he probably was going to win it. DeGrasse had a real shot. Even for Bolt, though, 2019, two more years to another World Championships, that's a long time. He'll be almost 33 at the point. And I don't know. We'll see. It's possible. In terms of, it is nice to have, well, this is never going to be another Usain Bolt. I'll pose a question to you guys. Andre, forget about this injury, let's say, hypothetically. Could Andre DeGrasse ever run under 9.6?
Probably not.
Yeah.
See, I mean, he had the win aided 9.69, right?
Will anyone in our lifetimes, we're both probably all like 30, 40 years older, whatever, but like, will someone in our lifetime beat Bolt's record?
I would say yes. Someone in our lifetime will. Dan and I are both right around 30. Yeah, I think someone in the next 20 years. I remember reading something last Olympics about how close Bolt is to how fast humans could possibly travel, how fast we can actually even get scientifically. And there is a little bit of room for an upswing. And I think, as we continue to refine diet and training, that eventually someone will come along that it won't be massively. Someone's not going to crush this record. But I think someone in the next 20 years will come along that ekes it out, that's able to do it.
If someone even breaks it, it's incredible. Yeah. I mean, I think there's a potential for that record to stand for some time. Bolt has a unique physiology. People probably have read all about that.
Yep.
It's a lot to get into, but... you know, it might stand for some time, and so even, let's say, DeGrasse beat Bolt this race, obviously now that's not going to happen. That's pretty interesting, but does he ever get
how close Bolt, to the record does he get?
He won't break his
Bolt
record.
Bolt remains the king, you know, until that 9.5. You know, it's crazy. Remember when we were younger and Ben Johnson obviously tarnished 9.79, everybody's heads were like, whoa, can't believe it, right? Like, 9.58.
Yeah, it's absolutely
Listen,
insane.
After the Warriors broke the Bulls' 72 wins, I'm down with anything happening.
Yeah, next thing, Wayne Gretzky's points record is going to fall. No, that's not
happening. Okay,
that's
so what that
thanks, Dave, for this tonight. Really appreciate the time.
Great chat. Thanks,
man. Likewise, guys. Thanks.
Cheers.
There he is, David Ebner, a national correspondent at the Globe and Mail. You can follow him on Twitter @DavidEbner.